You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's a story that's out that says 84% of Americans will... Now listen to the way they've worded this. 84% of Americans will go out of their way to pay it forward whenever they can, doing random acts of kindness. 84%. I don't want to be all Mr. Skeptical and pessimist, but that sounds a bit high
to
me.
It's so high. I mean, think of your immediate bubble all the way around you, you know, and think about like who's doing that in your bubble. I can't think of anyone in my bubble that is doing any sort of kind things. But yet, which is horrible.
Wow, you live in a crappy bubble.
I'm like, I'm just thinking of work here even. I'm like, but that doesn't mean that people could be doing things behind the scenes and just keeping it quiet, too, which is how you're supposed to do it.
That's the best way to do
it. That's how you should do it.
But, I mean, just observational, you know, going around in your life, just observing the way people might behave out in the wild. You know, we talked the other day about not only grocery carts, but those hand baskets. Like, you brought up the hand basket thing at the self-check and the number of people that just leave it sitting there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, put it back. It's easy.
A random act of kindness is to pick up your own damn basket and go put it back as you leave. You know, the big example for me is waving people in traffic. Which leads to my thought here. Now, I think you've got an interesting...
theory.
Yeah, because we were talking about this off the air, and each of us has an idea of why there may not be as many random acts of kindness as there should be.
Right.
And what's you say yours first.
So my theory is that maybe people aren't doing it because they don't have the opportunity to film it and then turn around and post about it. So when that happens, then they can do it. If they've got their camera ready.
Right.
And then they get on the ticky-talkie and post about it.
So if they can't get some sort of instant gratification with, look at me doing this nice thing, then they're not going to do it.
Right. So that's my theory as to why people aren't doing it, because they just don't have their phone in their holster at the moment ready to say, look at this. You know, I'm volunteering at a soup kitchen. Here I am. Selfie. So they're not going to do it.
I think that is a legit answer. Yeah. Now I'm going to give you mine. I think people don't go out of the way they worded this here is people will go out of their way to do random acts of kindness. I believe strongly that the reason people aren't going out of their way to do as many as maybe they used to is that the reciprocation of gratitude has almost disappeared. Meaning, if you do something, you know, the prime example is letting somebody in traffic. Because, like, I will sit there and I will see that, you know, somebody's trying to come out from a parking lot or a side street and they can't. So I will slow down and I will wave them through. And I'm looking in my rearview mirror and I'm knowing if they don't get in now, they're not getting in they're going to be sitting there a long time.
Right.
That is an act of kindness that we all
very
know.
Much
if we
so.
Do it, we all know it, right?
Yeah.
And the person will then just scoot out and no acknowledgement whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I don't need somebody to come and kiss my feet. I don't need them to bow down. I don't need them to buy me flowers. A nod, a wave,
something.
Anything.
Yeah, something.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when you just then pull out, like, yeah, this is my place in the universe. I should. you should stop for me. And
yeah,
blah,
but
blah,
that
blah.
Should deter you from just continuing.
No,
you know, in your heart, in your mind, that you did the right thing. And
I agree. Yeah, that's the right way.
It's the whole
it.
You don't know what they're going through theory.
Right.
You know?
But I believe in my heart that that's why not as many people are as anxious to get out there and do it is because they know it's not appreciated like it used to be.
Could be. Very well could be.
I mean, a lot of things that go on in our lives is all about appreciation. You know, we've talked about how people at the office, you know, the biggest thing people want at their work is to be acknowledged and just be, you know, some people have said even more than giving me a raise. Just show me that I'm appreciated.
I was bragging a little bit ago that I did two random acts of kindness last week, and I'll give you one because it was work related. There's a couple people here at work that were going a little above and beyond for me, and I was very appreciative. And luckily, we work just a few doors down from a liquor store now. So I just kind of walked up to the two people and was just kind of chatting about, you know, hey, what's your favorite beer? And what are you guys going out this weekend? Da-da. I found out what their favorite beer was. I walked down to the liquor store and I bought each of them a case of their favorite beer. And I walked it back and I just said, I want to thank you guys for your appreciation and, you know, enjoy this this weekend. And they were so appreciative, Dom. And it felt so good to do that for them. And now they're in my pocket for weeks to come if I need anything else. That was the main reason I did it.
Yeah, I know.
I can kind of point back now and say, hey, how was that beer?
You'll have an ulterior motive for sure. But, I mean, I think it's a combination of both the things we're talking about. If they can't get it on social media, and on the other side of it, if people don't get any sense of gratitude from the person, I think human nature, they're less likely to do more of that as they move forward.
Maybe, but you got to bury that. You got to bury it and just think that, you know, somewhere, somehow, this is benefiting somebody. It's benefiting you. It really is.
Yes, but you could say that about the people who, you know, don't do it because they can't put it on social media. They should bury that, too, and just do the thing, whether they can post it or not. I just think human nature is so interesting, the psychology of everything. I mean, I've spent 30 years on the show trying to always peel apart the psychology of why we do the things that we do. I find it all so fascinating. Bethany sent in a note and said, it's also a more selfish era. I mean, can you argue with that? I don't think you can argue with that.
It's more of a
me era than it's ever been. And it's been pretty damn selfish through the years. But it might be a little bit more today. And why is that?
Because you're all jonesing for the likes and the thumbs ups and the friend count. So it's all about me, me, me. Cindy says, I don't do kind things because people are never kind to me.
That's a reciprocation thing that we were talking about.
Somebody be nice to Cindy today. Gabe says, I saved a man from choking at a restaurant. Totally random Heimlich maneuver. I'm covered in the kindness camp for at least 5 years because of that. So he doesn't have to do anything else because he saved a man's life. Okay, Gabe, I get the logic. Mm-hmm. And then I like Kelly Joe. Kelly Joe says, boys, I actually keep an Excel spreadsheet of the kind things that I do. I go back and look at them from time to time. Boy. It makes me feel good when I'm having a bad day. It makes me feel good to know that I made somebody happy. So she keeps a little running tally of all the kind things that she's done. Sweet Kelly Joe.
Okay. I'm not going to comment on that.
I think that's kind of cute.
Ella says people don't teach their kids to do random acts of kindness because their kids are the center of the universe.
No.
Okay, what? So now that makes sense to
me. What? I've never heard of such a thing.
I totally believe that. I mean, I totally believe that. I'm not saying 100% of families, but I think there's enough families that don't encourage their kids to do it because they consider their kids to be the pinnacle and they shouldn't be stooping to do things for other people. People should be doing things for their kids.
Braxton and Jackson were just born kind. They don't need to do kind things, my little Braxton and Jackson. Kind to them.
I think Ella's on to something.
They were the cutest babies.
It may not be 100%, but it's enough. So
they have the best grades. Why aren't you guys buying them gift bags?
Thank you.
And take my Braxton and Jackson out for lunch.
You're making fun of it, but I mean, it's more true than funny.
Oh, but I'm around this on a daily basis. I got two kids in the world.
So you see what Ella's talking about. Oh, my God, this is funny. Well, you know what? All we did was get people fired up this morning.
Sorry, Braxton and Jackson.